What's going on, everybody? Eric Lindquist at Stochastic here in the Odd Chopper channel coming with another edition of Lindy's Leans, Likes, and Locks in the MLB streets. Hit that like button, subscribe button, notification bell goes a long way for me on this video, goes a long way for you. That way you become a president of our great content that's going live here at our little neck of the YouTube woods, the neck of the YouTube woods that has really kicked it into gear. Oh my goodness. You don't even know the ends to which MLB smashed on Sunday. I'll get to that in a little bit here when we talk about Odd Chopper, but yeah, Friday, swept the board on this video for everybody in the K-props department. Didn't have any locks, but just swept it on Friday, smashed it on Thursday. Again, somebody was talking crap saying, oh, you're 9-9 well, I mean, he posts that every time, but he's a nice guy, not that guy. I'm talking, somebody else was like, oh, why would you do that? Well, because likes absolutely smashed out of the atmosphere over the course of the last 2 weeks. And then we had the home run round robin that showed up here on Sunday, which was just, I don't know, one of the bigger ridiculous things that has showed up in my life for sure. Again, I can't wait to talk to you about that when we talk a little Odd Chopper later. But we got Jacob on hand, producer Jacob, of course. You know him, you love him, you hear him from time to time. He's a lovely human. He's a Boston fan. He's probably pretty happy with the situation. And now, well, friends, let's take a look here at the board. 10 games in the MLB streets. Let's get to the picks. And our day begins kind of in a weird fashion. Again, I hate it when it's just like, oh, you have to theorize about what's going to be what. But at the end of the day, there are basically two pitching options that you're running into here on the back-to-back. I think it ends up being Zach Wheeler or Christopher Sanchez, but I'm going to go with the Zach Wheeler side of things. 248 xWOBA, 187 expected batting average. If it ends up being Sanchez, this is a completely different outlook. Now, we're a little bit torn up from the fact that we had a lock on him that was, well, they got a 3-0 spotted lead against the Angels, and then, well, that disintegrated into thin air. Probably wouldn't with Mike Trout out now, but, you know, such is life. Anyway, Zach Wheeler would be the preferred guy that I'm looking at, because on the other side of this one, I think we end up getting Mason Black having his major league debut here. He is a triple-A dude, triple-A guy, 0.9 whip so far this season, 1.01 ERA, but I worked through some of the pitch mix. Again, that is in the PCL, which is kind of impressive to me, and, well, he's a third rounder, 85th pick, 2021. Working through the pitch mix, not sure what's going to show up here, but I always like to invest to find out, because when these outings go poorly, they go really poorly for guys in their major league debuts. A little bit of nerves, a little bit of ridiculousness. Yeah, Philly -1.5 would be the no doubt type of play here with Zach Wheeler. Probably not going to be getting the price to be going to it, but again, that's a lean for right now. Need to see the price because it's about price and probability. If you want to know if this ends up on my card, hit me up at Eric Lindquist over on X. I'd be happy to let you know. This one's on the card, though, for sure. We got Jack Flaherty taking on Tristan McKenzie, and this is just like, I don't understand the price on it. Why are we getting even money on Detroit? I don't get it. I ended up putting -102 down, and it's already gone to +100 for the people, so you can save yourself 2 cents. Again, I am about 99% sure that shouldn't have happened, but such is life. We've got the Cleveland Guardians, really, really electric boogie-woogie-woogie on the offensive side, but Tristan McKenzie is bad right now. 41.9% hard hit, 351 xWOBA, 21 degree launch angle, and talking about how his elbow isn't all completely there. That is never something I want to hear. 18.8% K rate, 14% walk rate. And sure, I have been a big advocate of saying, oh, Detroit's going to be in negative regression mode. I still think they're going to be in negative regression mode sooner rather than later in like a very prominent way. But for its stance right now, they got Riley Green. He's just been out of control good here of late. You've got a couple of these other pieces, Matt Vierling, depending. Got a lot of these guys that are kind of like, depending on the day, you could really talk yourself into a little bit of that. Mark Canna against lefties. Won't apply here because, you know, Tristan McKenzie righty. But still, just throwing it out there that Detroit, they've been playing better other than Torkelson, who continues to be terrible. As for them, though, Detroit, they have Jack Flaherty. He's unreal. 34% K rate, 281 xWOBA. So happy to be out St. Louis, I'm sure. Again, St. Louis to Detroit is potentially an upgrade this year. Didn't see that one coming, but we definitely want to be on the Detroit money line here. I'm going to be having a half unit play on it. I think you should be joining me with Jack Flaherty, who can mow down dudes ad nauseum. Don't know if I'm going to look at a K ladder against a team like, I don't know if you know this, Cleveland doesn't strike out a lot, so probably staying away from that one, though. Yet another spot that I like. Tyler Anderson on one side, Mitch Keller, comeback Keller from 2023. Ooh, that story has not been the same here in this spot, that's for sure. Let's start on the Mr. Anderson side. This Pittsburgh offense is in free fall. They're now 16-19 on the season. He gets to match up with, you know, a lot of these guys. Neutralizes the O'Neill Cruz lefty. He ended up going yard again on Sunday. Lots of these pieces. Jack Sawinski, Joey Bart. I kind of like a lot of the construction of this team more against righties. Hasn't necessarily shown out in the data here so far, but it's still one of those things where I just want to be taking advantage of these kind of numbers when they're on key numbers like 8. Yes, the total on 8. Why is it a key number? Well, 4-4, you got to think about it this way in terms of range of outcomes. If both teams play to their like median average, play to their mean or to their median outcomes. There we go. That's what we were looking for. Math, it matters. Just throwing it out there. 4 is probably where both of those end up landing at. And that becomes an automatic over because you're not going to have a 4-4 tie in baseball. Yay, good talk. There's a lot more that goes into it. We'll get to that another day. But Mitch Keller's terrible. 46.3% hard hit. 354 ex-WOBA. Overall, friends, an easy play. Over. I like it. Not locking it purely because the Angels without Trout. Do I want to go overexposing myself to this? Absolutely not. But Odd Chopper, I'm going to find myself some props over there. You know what? Let's talk about Sunday's smash first. OS Premium Tools, friends, Discord insider access, all for you. $14.95 weekly, $49.95 monthly. What does that entail? Well, it entails the positive EV tool, which is just fantastic. It's been awesome with hit props, with strikeout props. The home run props are starting to come along for the ride. And you know what? I've been helping out a little bit here, that's for sure. But $14.95 weekly, if you use promo code Lindy, you get 20% off using it. So, you know, take advantage of that. Look at that, 20% off. But it comes down to the Discord, friends. The Discord has been out of control, including this Sunday, posted an 8-piece round robin. Yes, 8 players, 5 of them went yard, turned $96, friends, $96 into just over $5,000. Yes, that felt good. Yes, as you can also see, FanDuel, more advantageous home run numbers across the board here, but I'm not a big proponent of parlays. You've probably heard that for years now from me, but there's been some benefits of finding pairings here in the round robin streets if you think that there might be an advantageous spots. You can see Jose Ramirez, Josh Naylor, Jordan Alvarez, Kyle Tucker. Thematically, there's something there for you, friends. CJ Abrams, Jesse Winker. We got the Jesse Winker bomb. And then Ryan Jeffers, Max Kepler. That was my other pairing. Kind of an interesting deal. That had more to do with the Ryan Jeffers price at plus 520. But anywho, posted this and we absolutely smashed. It felt good to be able to hit that. So if you want to jump in on the next one, friends, because I don't know, maybe I post another one on Monday or Tuesday. I'm having a lot of fun with these. It's obviously a lot of fun to have massive amounts of money coming in for you. Again, less than $100, turn it into $5,000. A lot of other people turn 50 into, you know, 1500 if they did it by twos. Really great stuff in that premium Discord. Come join us, friends, at the link below and use promo code Lindy when you do. Back to the picks we go. I don't know if anybody could tell, I'm starting to lose my voice, and part of that just has to do with screaming at the TV on Saturday, but the Timberwolves won, and I'm happy, and yay. Check out NBA Lindy's too while you're at it. But we got Michael Soroka on one side. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. He's been brutality. Absolute brutality. But, you know, we don't know who's going to necessarily be on the other side. The Mr. Alexander is the supposed guy that we have on the other side of this one. I don't really know what to make. I mean, there's no official starters on either side. Soroka, 398 ex-WOBA. There's no way we're going to get any kind of value here. It's probably like an 8.5 or 9 in Tampa in a pitcher's park. Tampa's going to have an outrageous price with a pitcher that I don't necessarily want to be backing at this kind of stuff. Tyler Alexander, 443 expected slugging, 18.4% K rate. LOL. Least favorite game on the board by an absolute mile. And I have a feeling, again, I don't know what the price is going to be here, but based on some stuff I'm looking at, it's not going to be advantageous. Don't want to be betting this one. Probably don't want to be watching it either. Oh my goodness, do I want to watch this one though, friends. We've got Cole Reagans on the mound going for Kansas City here. They're hosting Milwaukee. And again, Milwaukee, a team that against righties continues to just outperform what I expect from them. That's for sure. But there is something very, very prominent going on for them against lefties. And that is that they strike out a ton. 25.5% K rate, along with only a 128 ISO and 85 WRC plus. So as you look at Cole Reagans, who again is starting to ascend up the board for pretty much anybody looking at Cy Young odds on a day-to-day basis, for me, more of a talking point, but Cole Reagans, 29% K rate here, getting a great advantageous type lineup. Again, look at some of these righties. You've got just a number of strikeout dudes who have to just be jumping to the top of the board. And there's going to be a lot of lefties that are forced into action here. Again, no Christian Yelich that's there. It's just a bad Milwaukee lineup. I expect them against righties to start going back towards that 110 even number, WRC plus. Can't believe how good they've been against righties. So Cole Reagans, he's got the right arm. That's for Bryce Wilson on the other side. Not going to be necessarily back in Kansas City at this kind of a price. But looking at a K ladder, I'm going to call it 7+ Ks for now. I want to see the prices for 8. I want to see the prices for 9. We just swept the board on Friday of these. I want to be very specific with how I go about this. If this opens 6.5 minus 110, yay, definitely a play. But then, obviously, we'll be looking at 7, 8, 9. There is massive upside for Cole in this spot. If you made me pick, well, I have a lock on the card for today, so that's the favorite play. But if you had to make me pick another one to lock, I think this would be it. We have San Diego. We got Chicago, and it's you, Darvish, and there's actually kind of conflicting spots that I'm looking at. I think it ends up being Justin Steele on the other side of this one. There's also the chance that it's Imanaga, who's just been absolutely incredible. Again, when you're talking about like the 5-6 days of rest type thing, that's kind of what you're looking at. But for me in this spot, if it's Imanaga, feel just as good about it, mainly because this is all about the weather, babe. 50 degrees with wind blowing in from center into like third base, it basically is. With the wind blowing in here with righties that are going to kind of take some of that lefty power out of play, like legitimately wind blowing in from that direction, I think this is an awesome spot to be invested. Again, I think it's Yu Darvish and Justin Steele, who's a lefty. Again, so kind of goes both ways there. And if it ends up being Shota Imanaga, also a lefty. So for me, it's really backing Yu Darvish in this kind of a spot. 48.2% hard hit is not good. It has been terrible. But this weather should really, really help the 37-year-old. Pitched in Chicago, has familiarity with the ballpark. 3.82 expected ERA is still really, really good. Identical to his 2023 numbers. And then whether it's Steele or Imanaga, I kind of like backing both here at the moment. It's kind of a weird thing to say where it's like, oh, it doesn't matter. It absolutely matters. But if it ends up being Justin Steele, we're going to see fewer pitches for him into a bullpen situation, which also doesn't exactly suck. So feel good about this one, friends. Under 7, assuming Darvish, Steele. If it ends up being Imanaga and it moves to 6.5, stay away from this. But under 7, that is my second favorite play on the board for Monday. Let's check what day it is. Let's check BetMGM. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, friends, $1,500 first bet safety net, what does that even mean? Well, it means that if you deposit $50 and you play $50 for your first bet over at BetMGM and it loses, you're going to get that $50 back in bonus bets. Seems like a pretty great deal. It's an especially great deal if you end up having a larger bankroll, being able to extend to $100, $500, up to $1,500 is coming back to you in bonus bets if that first bet loses. So if you haven't signed up at BetMGM, which is an advantageous book to be a part of, no doubt about it, great K-props to be able to fire up, really advantageous lines on the run line here of late, been firing up a little bit more over at BetMGM here of late, I think you want to be taking a look at this one. So first bet safety net up to $1,500 at the link below. Sign up, get BetMGM exposure. If you have DraftKings, you have FanDuel, this makes a great third book to have. Alrighty, y'all, back to the picks. I'll be quick with this one. My Minnesota Twins hosting Seattle, and I think this is just a Seattle or pass kind of situation. Luis Castillo, one of my favorite things about, you know, Luis Castillo is generally targeting him when he gets out of St. Louis. Over the course of a 3-year rolling average that you have over at Baseball Savant, Fangraphs, I kind of combine the two to kind of come up with my own park metric. T-Mobile's the best pitcher's park in baseball here over just about any metric you look at, other than home runs where it's more neutral. But from a runs perspective, you get him in Minnesota here at Target Field. Definitely a park downgrade for him. But a 7.5 total, kind of a weird one to be looking at. Thought about a play maybe on the over there. I don't really know what to make of Woods Richardson. I just know that he doesn't have great strikeout stuff. 20.6% K rate and a 4.95 expected slugging. If you're not missing bats here on Seattle, it can get a little bit dicey here. So Seattle money line or pass, I'm just probably not going to be pulling the trigger on anything here. Three games to go. Hit that like button, subscribe button, notification bell as we talk St. Louis hosting the Mets. And Sean Manaea, who has been in regression mode here for sure, going up against Miles Michaelis, who's just a walking regression model. And speaking of which, on the Manaea side, I guess, I mean, for me, I still think that there are going to be good signs, good times ahead for him. We're talking about a guy with a 23.4% K rate still. Just needs to find a way to trim this walk rate. 14.1%, this is by far his worst start in baseball, like of his entire career. 4.75 expected ERA, the highest of his career if the season were to end today. And yeah, he's been in the league now since, I don't know, he got drafted in 2013. I have data going back to 2016 for him as a 24-year-old. So yeah, 4.37 expected ERA there in that 2016 season. He kind of dipped down there towards that 2019-2020 season. Get the walk rate figured out, and we can start talking about backing you at this kind of a price here against St. Louis, where I think the Mets would be more advantageous. Also, pay attention to Lindor's status. He homered on Sunday, but I saw he got dinged up, so just pay attention to it. But we're going to actually look at Brandon Nimmo, his teammate here, going up against Miles Michaelis, who, oh boy, it's a little bit problematic. I also have Kyle Gibson as a potential starter here in this one. So if it ends up being either of them, I think we're going to be getting better than a plus 450 type number here going his direction. And if it's Kyle Gibson, friends, 5.55 expected ERA, horrible. 41.7% hard hit, not exactly what we're going for. And then if it ends up being somebody else here, specifically looking at Miles Michaelis, even better. 15.1 degree average launch angle, 507 expected slugging against, higher than the 478 expected slugging for Kyle Gibson. So no matter what way you slice it, Nimmo sitting there with that 410x woba, but we're worried about home run power here, friends. He's up to a 48.9% hard hit. Somehow, some way, he only has 3 home runs so far on the season. Not a crazy amount of power in the past. 24 homers in 2023, had just 16 in 2022. But this should be a price that we get to here. Again, 48.9% hard hit is wild to be looking at. You would expect a lot of these barrels, 12.5% barrel percentage, best of his career, to start showing up in the box score sooner rather than later. Think Brandon Nimmo will be early to the party on a couple of these. We're taking over, going to Oakland. Oh yeah, I can't wait to go to Oakland Coliseum. Well, I'm not going to go to Oakland Coliseum, but somebody is. All 20 people in attendance. Andrew Heaney, they'll all be Texas Rangers fans, taking on Alex Wood and company. So two southpaws. Yes, we get to look at lefties in this spot. And I do think that this is an advantageous spot for runs. Again, an 8 total, a little bit larger total than we're looking at here in Oakland. But we're starting to see like a power resurgence here for Oakland? What's going on? They have a 103 WRC plus against left-handed pitching so far this season. We saw them put up infinity runs on Saturday. It was just the weirdest thing. Now, they do strike out 24% K rate. Andrew Heaney, that's generally how he gets out of innings. But I do think that between them and then their adversary here, the Texas Rangers, I expect them to have much better numbers come season's end than what we're looking at right now. Just a 92 WRC plus against lefties? They got to get kicked into gear here. I'm a little bit confused on what's exactly going on now. You don't want to get into a close ninth inning and have to face Mason Miller. That's a stone cold disaster. But I think this total is a little too low for my liking. Should be pushing 9.1, 9.2. Again, you don't care about stuff like this. I'm looking at the model. It's just a half unit play for me. I like the over of 8. 3 totals. Yes, 3 totals on the card. You got Texas, Oakland over 8. San Diego, Chicago under 7, pending the pitcher, of course. And then over 8, LA and Pittsburgh. Let's go 2 for 3 or 3 for 3. That sounds great to me. But my favorite player on the card comes in the late night hammer. We got Walker Buehler. Yes, Walker Buehler back in our lives. For Miami, I assume that it's going to be Rodery Munoz, who, again, has had pretty good stuff here so far this season. We've seen 5-inning and 6-inning outings, spectacular. But one of those was in Chicago with the wind blowing in, and the other one was against Colorado, which doesn't count. So I don't know what to make of Rodery Munoz here. Been good so far in those kind of numbers. I mean, obviously that's not bad, but this is a team that just traded Luis Arraez. Is starting to just, I'm not going to say pack it in, but they are very aware of how bad of a baseball team they are currently constructed as. They've had some starting pitcher injuries and trading guys away and, you know, some unruly traits. And that's from Wedding Crashers, right? I don't want to talk about it. I like quoted 1/9 of that line. But anyway, let's move over to the Dodgers side of things, where this offense, yeah, they're pretty good. Saw what they did on Atlanta on Sunday, seeing what they're doing all the time. Shohei Ohtani just kicking it into ridiculous gear now. The double dong on Sunday, when Yaya Saturday, just he's doing insane things. 60.4% hard hit, 699 expected slugging. And then you start talking about Mookie Betts, 517 expected slugging, 415 ex-WOBA. Will Smith, power metrics are way up now, 516 expected slugging on the season. Max Muncy, triple dong over the weekend. Oh, that seems fun. 506 expected slugging with tons of launch, tons of opportunity. This is the lineup that was promised, friends. This is a Dodgers. This is like such a square play for me too, but it is minus 120 at a number of places, minus 125, kind of the prevailing number. And I just don't see any way, shape, or form. I understand that you backed the home team, that you have to get three extra outs here, but they didn't have to utilize a whole lot of the bullpen over the weekend. They were pretty comfortable. It's going to be an awesome spot here on Monday. And again, this Miami team, putting Jazz Chisholm now into the leadoff spot, trying to like intrigue teams to maybe bite on a couple of these guys. I mean, I'll take Brian De La Cruz or Jazz Chisholm, that's for sure. That seems fun. But Josh Bell regression. Manuel Rivera should be okay at some point. Tim Anderson's dust, so that's cool. Again, this is just kind of too easy, I think. Minus 120. We'll repeat. I know they have to get the three extra outs, but bullpen usage kind of in line for me here. Feel really good about the Dodgers on the run line. Fire it up. Favorite play on Monday, par none. And that does it for another edition of Lindy's Leans, Likes, and Locks. A nice tight 20 for the people, a little over 20. Sign up for Odd Chopper down below if you guys want to be jumping in on that next home run round robin. That was beautiful stuff on Sunday. Try to run that back for the people. Again, nice to hit a little over $5,000 for myself, you know, on a $96 investment for something that I'm still figuring out in a lot of ways, but been profitable on 5 of my first 7 round robins in that Discord. Everybody can vouch for such things. And again, Sunday, that was by far the best of all of them. Normally it's been like 2 of 8 that I'll hit and I'll just profit on the 2X's ones. But anywho, you guys sign up if you want to come join the party. BetMGM as well. Great stuff, producer Jacob. You always have great stuff. Until next time, friends, I'm Eric Lindquist. Best of luck in the MLB streets on Monday.